We would like to thank Mr. Sisigoro for his opening remarks. We will now move to agenda item two and the adoption of the program of work. Sorry.
You've got your agenda item one.
Oh, sorry. Agenda item one, opening remarks by senior United Nations officials. The next agenda item two is the adoption of the agenda and the program of work, and both documents have been circulated. Before we move into the substantive adoption of the program of work, I would like to make a few remarks by way of background. With the backdrop of the Treaty Body 2020 review, the evolution of the treaty body system is occurring during a particularly difficult time. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which has made discharging our mandates very difficult despite our best efforts and tireless work. Despite the challenges that we are all facing, we have the opportunity as chairs to consider collectively how to strengthen the treaty body system into the future. At our preparatory informal meeting on the 11th of May, we agreed that the objective of the chairs' meeting is to articulate a detailed plan of action that translates the chair's vision agreed at the 31st meeting of the chairs on the 28th of June 2019, and their written contribution to the co-facilitators agreed at the 32nd meeting of chairs on the 30th of July 2020 on the 2020 review into specific modalities that lie within the respective spheres of competence of the treaty bodies. When translating our common vision into concrete actions, we agreed to base ourselves on the recommendations of the co-facilitators' report in relation to a predictable review calendar, harmonized working methods, and digital tools. We tasked a drafting group to propose elements or models on each of the three topics to the chair. Hence, our draft program of work is focused on these three areas. We also agreed to discuss the current state of play, including the financial situation, the resumption of in-person meetings as soon as travel conditions allow it. We will also interact with the facilitator and rapporteur of the intercommittee working group on COVID-19 set up by the chairs last year, drawing on the lessons learned during the past difficult and challenging year and identifying strategies on how to resolve outstanding challenges, including the issue of an honorarium for online work, working from different time zones, accessibility for persons with disabilities, limited interpretation, adequate financing of the treaty body system, including the resumption of visits by the Subcommittee on Prevention of Torture, and the increasing backlogs for both state party reviews and individual communications. The outcome of our discussions and our recommendations will be included in the report of the meeting, which the Secretariat will kindly assist us to prepare so that we can adopt it ad referendum on, it ad referendum on the last day. The floor is now open for those who might wish to comment on the draft agenda and program of work. My first person on the list of speakers is Ms. Makiko Otani. Ms. Otani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam.